Good morning. This is a great group today. It's good to see you all. Who knows what is a GPS?
What does it stand for?
I don't know what it stands for, but I know that it helps you make your way around.
Yes, it gives direction. What does it stand for? Do you know GPS, what that stands for? I had to look it up myself because I wasn't real sure.
Do you know?
I think it is...
Anybody else? Do you know? You remember what?
Yes.
G stands for something?
Oh, the G stands for...
It's hard, isn't it? You have an idea what it stands
for? I know what the G and the S stands for. It's a global satellite.
Global. The G stands for global, which means what? Around the world, right? And the S stands for satellite. The P stands for, Global Positioning Satellites. Now, somebody besides Damien and Jonathan, what is a satellite? What is a satellite is? Corey, you like science. What is a satellite? Do you know? Yes, that's right. It's up there. So, how does that thing up there help us find our direction down here on Earth? Anybody have an idea? Okay, why?
Takes pictures.
Takes pictures, okay, and what else?
It can, since it's, up there, it can, see the world in their maps and everything.
Yes, it knows where we are. If you have a GPS device, the satellite can locate where you are anywhere on the Earth. Isn't that amazing? And there are 24 satellites up orbiting the Earth that help us find our direction. So... for GPS, what you do is you know where your current location is. You put in the address to where you want to go, and what happens?
Some sort of Siri thing, tells you where to go.
All right. Some of them are voice-activated, and Siri tells you where to go. That's right. Or others, what else?
They pick up and send radio waves from where your phone is and where they can see where you are, so they send... the radio waves to your phone.
All right, so the radio waves or the technology comes to your phone, and it gives you step by step, go 2 miles and turn right, and then go 3 miles and turn left. And it tells you that on your phone, either the voice or the screen reads the directions, and you can read it, and then you get to where you're going. That is so wonderful to have. Technology. So if you're ever lost and you have a cell phone that has that technology or it's in your car, and I have been lost so many times, I can just put in the address and I can even put on mine, go home. And even if I'm lost somewhere on the road, it'll take me back home. It'll give me directions, which is great to have that technology. Well, the scripture that Miss Debbie just read for us says that we are to look to the Lord all of our lives for guidance. In other words, God will help give us direction for our lives when we look to God. And in the Bible, there are lots of directions that are given for us, what God wants us to do, how God wants us to live. And the scripture says that we should always seek the Lord. We should look for God. Every day in our lives, we should look for God. And we should ask God to help us make good choices and to direct our path, to direct the way our life is going. And God will always give us the right choices. God will not lead us in a bad direction. God will not lead us in the wrong direction. God will help us to go in a good direction for our life. So, in addition to the GPS, most importantly, we have God to help guide us and give us directions in life. Huh? What? I don't know what you're... What does it say?
Take up your cross and follow me.
Amen, brother. He saw that beautiful banner that says, take up your cross and follow me. Jesus is our guide. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you so much for your love for us and that you promise to help us and to guide us all of our lives. Help us, God, to look to you every day. Amen.